The F train. Maybe she didn't get the job. Maybe the hiring manager found her height overbearing, that she reeked of women who frighten men. Maybe he caught sight of the pendant on her chain around her neck, hanging just above the hemline of a new-looking gray cardigan, a tarnished beauty on the shore of crisp formality. I imagine her boyfriend gifted her the stone. Maybe she loves the necklace, a beautiful burnt orange carnelian rock. Maybe she doesn't love him anymore, hates the sound of his voice on sleepy mornings, a pretentious whine with an enchanting sort of ring. I imagine him at her 23rd birthday party. The drink she may have spilled, the stories she might have told, the friends she might have made. Maybe she felt the world was hers, like I feel now. Maybe he fulfilled that feeling. Maybe that feeling has been replaced. She smiles up from her book with tired brown eyes when she sees me watching. I avert my eyes quickly, although I'd love to engage. It has the cover of all my favorite novels. The train slows to a stop. She gathers her coat into her arms and leaves through the double-wide doors. I hope she deals with rejection better than I do. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Lucia. And now, the moment we've been eagerly awaiting. We're here tonight to celebrate